Jewish people are hungry for the supernatural realm. They want to see miracles. It's in our DNA.
Right, it's in our kishkis, in our guts, in the deepest part of our being to be wired to be in relationship to the living God. That's actually wired into you, into your family as well, right? There's something in us that needs to be in relationship with God.
Did you know that Jesus was Jewish? You might be asking, what does that mean for your Christian faith?
Watch today and discover how understanding the Jewish roots of your faith and your connection to Israel and the Jewish people
can transform your life and the way you read the Bible. Coming up on Jewish Voice. Shalom and welcome to Jewish Voice. It's great to be with you today. I'm Jonathan Burness, and I'm joined again by my co-host, Ezra Benjamin. We live in a rapidly changing world that's filled with uncertainty. Now, perhaps more than any time in our lifetime, we need the power of God, the good news. He is still doing miracles today. Ezra, I'm so glad for that, that God is still at work doing miracles.
Amen.
Just as he did 2,000 years ago.
It's good news, and we need it. I think, you know, if we can take a step back and think, we need the Lord to intervene in our circumstances, don't we? Both in our day-to-day circumstances, but also in supernatural ways. And maybe, Jonathan, you can define that for us. What do we mean when we say supernatural? What does that mean anyway?
Well, my friend Sid Roth is famous for saying it's natural to be supernatural. Mm-hmm. So sometimes we take for granted things that happen as a coincidence, when it really it's a God incident, that it's God really orchestrating something. You know, there's times where a car just stops short of hitting me. Mm-hmm. And I just know that God is protecting me, that there's
right.
Sometimes it's very obvious, sometimes it's not that obvious unless we have eyes to see. But the idea of the supernatural is that God is working in the unseen realm, and things are manifesting into the natural realm as a result of what happens in the unseen realm.
Okay.
There are laws, there are principles. Gravity is one of them. If you jump out of a window, no matter how much faith you have, you're still going to fall.
Right.
But God does intervene, and sometimes in very significant, very tangible ways. Mm-hmm. That are absolutely unexplainable.
God intervenes into the natural, doing things that only he can
right.
do.
Right, and I think that it runs a spectrum from being explainable, mm-hmm. unless you have eyes to see that God is really orchestrating something, yes, you can explain it away,
sure.
to something that's absolutely unexplainable. Mm-hmm. Like mm-hmm. some of the stories that we're going to be sharing from the field.
Sure.
Where people are, I think of a story that will live with me the rest of my life, where someone that was deaf and dumb that was mute mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. from birth and grew up in a community where they knew that he was deaf
the
and
whole
mute
community
from birth.
Knew he can't hear.
And yeah. he heard. After prayer, he heard, and the whole community was confounded mm-hmm. by this, because they knew this boy who was now a teenager from birth. That
sure.
is just unexplainable.
And so much of the context, or so much of the meat of the gospel accounts, right? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, are the point of those accounts is to say, this is how we know Jesus, Yeshua in Hebrew, is the promised Messiah, the one we've waited for. But so many of those chapters, Jonathan, are about miracles being performed in the sight of the Jewish community.
Yes.
And what's the spiritual principle going on there? Why was so much of Yeshua's ministry centered around miracles, around the supernatural?
Well, he came to proclaim in word and deed mm-hmm. That he was the promised Messiah. Mm-hmm. And the Messiah is a miracle-working redeemer who
right.
sets the captives free,
right.
who heals the sick. So Jesus had to demonstrate, according to the prophecies that were written about the Messiah, that he, in fact, was the one that came to fulfill in detail all these prophecies, which we've I've talked about before. Mm-hmm. The other thing is something that Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Mm-hmm. I want to put it up on the screen because this is so important. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 20 through 24 says this: Jews demand signs, and Gentiles look for wisdom, mm-hmm. but we preach Messiah crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles, but for those whom God has called, both Jews and Gentiles, Messiah, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Hmm. The power of God. Paul says this, he says, I didn't come with cunning speech. I didn't come with eloquent speech. I came in the power of the Holy Spirit, in the power of the Ruach.
Right.
This is from the most learned disciple, the most learned apostle in the New Testament, uh-huh. in history.
And what he's saying there, I think, is that the death of Jesus, right? The Messiah promised to Israel was supposed to be the ruling, conquering king who would banish injustice and who would restore the kingdom to Israel. And then he's dying naked on a tree in a Roman execution. And Paul's saying to Jewish eyes, maybe to any eyes before the scales are removed, that looks like weakness, not power.
Right.
And yet, in that, we see the resurrection power that actually Jesus the Messiah triumphs over death. Yeah.
Repeatedly, that's the power in the Gospels, what's his defense for, or what's his answer to the question, are you the Messiah? Mm-hmm. And the response is the lame walk,
right.
the blind see, the deaf hear.
Right.
And those were the good news is proclaimed.
The news is proclaimed.
Yeah. Those are credentials for the Messiah, for the right. Mashiach, for the Anointed One. Ezra, I really want to make sure that this is in the context of how do I share my faith with a Jewish friend or coworker mm-hmm. or neighbor. It's in the power of the Holy Spirit.
It is about the power of the Holy Spirit, Jonathan. I think sometimes we get into this space where we think, well, how do I share the good news? How do I share the gospel with a Jewish person, a Jewish coworker, extended family member? And we try to come up with all these convincing arguments about why they should believe Jesus is who he says he is, and here's the scriptural proof, and there's certainly a place for that. But at the end of the day, it's a spiritual reality that blinders are cover the eyes of the Jewish people. And so it's going to take a supernatural intervention of God and even a demonstration of his power to remove those
that's
blinders.
That's exactly right. Apologetics
yeah.
can only go so far. Apologetics are great at strengthening our faith, mm-hmm. but it begins with a heart transformation, with the heart. This is really critical. With the heart, not the mind, we believe unto salvation. With the heart, we believe. Mm-hmm. If we believe in our heart that Yeshua is Lord, that God raised him from the dead, and this is confession is made. It's the combination of believing in the heart and confessing with the mouth. Mm-hmm. And you know, this is the, I think, that the pattern for or the recipe for miracles. We build up our faith and we proclaim. Mm-hmm. That miracles happen from faith. When we're in a position of faith, of we built up our faith, we can speak that which is not into reality as though it were.
Yeah.
And I have shared the gospel with thousands and thousands of Jewish people. Mm-hmm. And when the power of God starts to manifest, people's lives are changed.
Yeah.
Awesome. People respond. But I've also sat with Jewish people for hours on end in discussion and just haven't been able to push them over lunch. So this is really important because you have a Jewish friend or a coworker or neighbor that's not there by accident. And the first thing you need to understand is that there is a spiritual blindness that has to be spiritually removed. So prayer, 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 prayer. Prayer brings us into a supernatural realm, or the people we're praying for into a supernatural openness. Mm-hmm. You know, without even being aware of it, I walked into a Bible study where people had been praying for me and something changed. I wasn't even aware of what was going on until after the fact.
Wow.
But I had a supernatural encounter with the Lord. I didn't even know it at the time, Ezra.
Right, because somebody was praying. Somebody had faith that the power of God, that the gospel, the good news, just the proclamation of it, is the power of God. There's something supernatural about the proclamation of the gospel.
There is. And signs and wonders follow.
Yeah.
Amen. You know, in my case, I had a lot of people praying, and God won't violate our free will, but I like to say it this way. He will stack the deck. He stacks the deck. We've just gotten into this topic. We've only scratched the surface, but we have more to discuss when we come back. We're going to take a quick break, though, and let our announcer share how you can partner with Jewish Voice monthly to see supernatural healings and salvations and transformations of life around the world. More on the supernatural when we return.
We would be honored to sow into your life resources opening your eyes to the miracles of the unseen realm. For your gift of $40 or more, Jonathan will send you his book, A Rabbi Looks at the Supernatural, and this helpful study guide. For those who choose to honor our work by becoming a monthly Shalom partner, we'll send that book and study guide, plus the book by Sid Roth, Supernatural Healing, Strengthening Your Faith and Testimony with Documented Stories of Miraculous Healing. Also, for your gift of $30 per month, new Shalom partners will receive the interactive book and CD, Confessing the Hebrew Scriptures, The Lord Your Healer. As a Shalom partner, we pledge 100% of your gift will go directly to ministry works around the world. The urgency becomes increasingly evident the closer we get to the end times, and even more so as we look back at three quarters of a century since the 1948 establishment of the State of Israel. Stand with the nation of Israel. Call this toll-free number or mail your most generous gift to the address on the screen. If you prefer, you can give securely online at jewishvoice.tv or scan the QR code. Your gifts and prayers will make a difference, transforming hearts and opening eyes to the supernatural. Thank you so much.
Welcome back. Before we look more at the supernatural, we want to take a moment to say thank you. Thank you for your commitment to help us share the good news with Jewish people around the world. Your ongoing support of this ministry is so valued. We always say this, we could not do what we do without
you. Absolutely.
So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're talking about the supernatural and connecting it to the Jewish people, which we're told in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 22, demand a sign, seek a sign. Jewish people are hungry for the supernatural realm. They want to see miracles. Ezra, there is a wiring that Jewish people are born with. And it's because, I think, of the calling
right.
of the children of Abraham to be a light to the world. So we have it's in our DNA.
Right. It's in, as my grandma used to say, it's in our kishkis. That's a word for in our guts, in the deepest part of our being, to be wired to be in relationship to the living God. That's actually wired into you, into your family as well, right? There's something in us that needs to be in relationship with God. So we're wired to be supernatural, to experience the supernatural. Jonathan, I think sometimes we make the mistake of saying the supernatural was for Bible times, and maybe I read in kind of books I don't understand, like Revelation, that the supernatural will be around again before Jesus comes back, but we cancel it. There's a cancel culture element of the supernatural today. And yet, in places where we travel serving Jewish communities and their neighbors, those communities are still wired to see the supernatural.
Yeah, I think we live in such a materialistic society, and I use that in a wider sense, that we're looking for proofs to satisfy the mind.
Right.
When other cultures are totally open to the experiential realm.
That's right.
Which is what existed in the time
right.
of
and
Jesus.
What do we mean by that? I mean, we've traveled to places like Ethiopia and Zimbabwe, to Northeast India, other locations serving Jewish communities and their neighbors. And these communities are wired to look for the supernatural because there's so much, we can say, counterfeit or even demonic supernatural. There's witchcraft all over Africa. There's people casting spells and pronouncing curses. And so people understand there's supernatural things at work. But when the kingdom of God breaks in with the real, the genuine supernatural, the power of God, what an incredible thing
incredible.
It is.
Incredible. You want to cut through months, years of arguments from your Jewish friends or coworkers that you've been trying to share with? Pray for them. Pray
right.
for the supernatural. Pray for miracles.
Yeah.
And watch what happens. Ezra, I think God wants to do far more miracles in this
Amen.
Country, in the West.
Amen.
In America, in
yeah.
North America,
yeah.
in Europe.
Right.
We've seen it, though, in places like Africa and India.
We have, where we've
and,
been
and we have a
so
few
long.
Clips. I want you to set these up for us,
sure,
okay, as we
sure.
look
There's
at these.
Two we're going to look at real quick. The first is from an outreach we had a few years ago in Ethiopia. You can see it on your screens. And this woman here who's on the ground actually came into our prayer and counseling tent right at the medical, dental, and eye care outreach we were holding, and she was deaf. She couldn't hear. And you see her on the ground, almost she's trying to kiss the shoes of these prayer partners because she had just, seconds before we turned on the camera, she just regained her hearing. She was prayed over, nothing other than a prayer of faith in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus. And this congregational leader from one of the Ethiopian Jewish Messianic congregations here who's speaking to this woman is telling her, we don't have the translation on the screen, but what he's saying is, don't think we did this, don't kiss our shoes, it was the power of Yeshua. It was the power of Jesus, the Messiah, who gave you back your hearing.
Beautiful.
And there was great rejoicing in the prayer room
yes.
that day.
Yeah,
yes. It was awesome. And we've
wow.
seen that dozens, even hundreds of times. There's another clip, Jonathan,
All right.
also remarkable. This was on very recently our first outreach to the Lemba community in Zambia. And this gentleman, as you can see here, he's carried in by these men on his left and his right. His name is Isaac. He told us very quickly through translators that he felt he was under demonic oppression. And our prayer and counseling team discerned that that was true. And it was so strong that he couldn't stand up. He couldn't stand up on his own. He had to be carried in, as you saw. Here he is being prayed over by a team of volunteers from the U.S. and then other Messianic Jewish leaders in that area, Jewish believers in Jesus, in Yeshua. And then just a minute or two later, he's able, you can see him here, he's standing. He's in his right mind again. And what happened? God broke in with deliverance and healing, rebuking demonic influence over this boy's life in the name of Yeshua and flooding him with new life and hope and even the ability to physically get up and stand again.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
God is good.
Amen.
And he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever.
That's right.
He wants to do miracles in your life and through your life if you let him. Ezra, what? We see so many miracles in Africa.
Right.
So many miracles in India. So many miracles in developing nations. What do you think it's going to take for these miracles to manifest more regularly in America
yeah,
and Europe?
I think it's three things. And the third thing is maybe the hardest pill to swallow, if you will. The first is faith. I think we have to believe that God is able. And I hope the videos we just shared with you show you that God is able. It's the evidence of things unseen, right? Faith is the evidence of things unseen. Here's some evidence that God is able to break in with physical, supernatural healing and deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
The second, Jonathan, is expectation. Do you expect to see God break in with power? If you don't, I want to encourage you to expect it. And then the third, like I said, the most difficult, I think, is desperation. People in developing nations and other areas that are just undergoing hardship where there's tremendous poverty, they expect to see God break in because they have no other choice. And what's it going to take for us in the West to get to the point where we have no other choice but to need God to break in supernaturally?
Great,
I hope it doesn't have to get too
great,
difficult.
Great points, Ezra. Here's the good news. God wants to intervene
yeah.
in your life. Many of you are praying for family members to be saved, for coworkers, for friends, for neighbors. God is
yeah.
willing and able. It's going to take a supernatural breakthrough. Listen to me, it's going to take a supernatural breakthrough, but we serve a supernatural God who wants to do something above and beyond, exceedingly abundantly, beyond all you can ask or think. So trust him. And we're living in a society that is becoming growingly turbulent and and uncertain, now's the time for the power of God.
Yeah. Jonathan, miracles and visible signs and deliverances aren't the only manifestations, if you will, of the supernatural. And I'm thinking of the passage in Joel where God says, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your old men will dream dreams and your young men will see visions. Dreams and visions are examples of the supernatural as well.
Absolutely.
God breaking in. And I'm thinking of a story now. This happened over 10 years ago, actually, in our long history of ministry among the Ethiopian Jewish community. There were these old men. I mean, in Ethiopia, 50 is old, but, you know, these older men in the community, fiercely resistant to the gospel, to the message of Yeshua. Openly telling people, don't come to the prayer tent. They're going to try to convince you of something that's not true. And then one day at one of our medical outreaches, these two men come to us and say, I mean, teary, they go, Yeshua appeared to me in a dream last night and told me he's the Messiah. Basically, and then say, what do I have to do to be saved? And these men actually became leaders in a Jewish believing, a Messianic Jewish congregation, and they led for years. They're still in leadership in Ethiopia. But what happened? The Lord broke in with a dream. He appeared to these men. It's supernatural.
One word that changed everything.
Right.
One dream that changed everything.
Yeah.
A word of knowledge, a dream, a vision,
right,
and everything changes. Imagine if Joseph didn't have a dream.
Sure.
And headed down to Egypt,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he wouldn't have known what the heck was going on.
Yeah,
sure.
We desperately need to operate again in this realm. I don't know how we're going to make it in a world that is really getting unstable, growing unstable. And I think we'll all agree with that. And some of you are saying, what do I do? How do I handle this? How are we going to make it through? And the answer is the power of God, the supernatural power of God,
mm-hmm,
being led by dreams, amen, and visions and revelation,
yeah,
and experiencing supernatural healing and deliverance and miracles.
Yeah.
That's God's plan for us.
Yeah, I think in a world that's increasingly anti-God, anti-Bible, there seems to me to be an increasing openness to spiritual experiences. And I think you and I would agree, Jonathan, you'd agree watching at home, the ultimate spiritual experience is an encounter with the living God.
The good news is God is alive.
Yeah.
God is visible and present in your life. You just have to open your eyes and see and embrace a God who wants to bring you into a new realm of the supernatural. And then it'll be natural, as my friend Sid says. Ezra and I are going to come back in just a moment and pray with you for your needs. A supernatural God who wants to touch you and touch your needs.
Amen.
And we're going to agree with you. We're going to take a moment, though, for our announcer to share an incredible opportunity to support Jewish Voice medical outreaches. We've seen the Lord move miraculously in these outreaches, as you saw just a moment ago. Will you partner with us today to continue serving these scattered Jewish communities? Listen to the short message, and Ezra and I will be right back.
We would be honored to sow into your life resources opening your eyes to the miracles of the unseen realm. For your gift of $40 or more, Jonathan will send you his book, A Rabbi Looks at the Supernatural, and this helpful study guide. For those who choose to honor our work by becoming a monthly Shalom partner, we'll send that book and study guide, plus the book by Sid Roth, Supernatural Healing, Strengthening Your Faith and Testimony with Documented Stories of Miraculous Healing. Also, for your gift of $30 per month, new Shalom partners will receive the interactive book and CD, Confessing the Hebrew Scriptures, The Lord Your Healer. As a Shalom partner, we pledge 100% of your gift will go directly to ministry works around the world. The urgency becomes increasingly evident the closer we get to the end times, and even more so as we look back at three quarters of a century since the 1948 establishment of the State of Israel. Stand with the nation of Israel. Call this toll-free number or mail your most generous gift to the address on the screen. If you prefer, you can give securely online at jewishvoice.tv or scan the QR code. Your gifts and prayers will make a difference, transforming hearts and opening eyes to the supernatural. thank you so much.
We want to close the program today by agreeing with you in prayer. What a better context than a program on the supernatural.
Absolutely,
because God wants to perform miracles in your life. Ezra, there's a lot of needs out there, but God is greater than every need.
Yeah, he
so
certainly is.
Just, I feel the faith coming from you.
All right.
Go ahead, let's join together.
Let's join. Lord, we thank you that you are able, that you are more than able to intervene into our circumstances,
yes, Lord,
to intervene into our children and family
thank
circumstances,
you, Lord,
to intervene into those, the circumstances even of those who have made themselves our enemies, Lord, and to transform lives, to flip the script. So, Lord, we invite you into the places where we need you today. Lord, we say, let faith arise. Let expectation of your goodness and your intervention, your supernatural involvement in our lives arise, Lord. We just say we're desperate for you, but
yes,
we say
Lord,
that with joy and faith that you will meet us where
yes,
we're at.
Lord,
break
you
in healing, provision, protection, deliverance, and salvation for those we've been praying for months, days, years.
Yes,
in
Lord,
the name of Yeshua.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I speak a miracle
yeah,
into your life right now. I speak a miracle into your family situation.
Amen.
I speak a miracle into your physical need right now and say, be healed.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name, receive it by faith. Amen.
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 If you'd like more information about our ministry, you can log on to jewishvoice.tv, jewishvoice.tv. You can also send us your prayer request right on the website. We have a team here at Jewish Voice that's committed to reading your prayer requests and praying for you by name, in faith. We mm-hmm, believe in the power of prayer. And we care about you. And more importantly, God cares about you. So trust him. He's listening. As we close our program, I want to remind you of your responsibility to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Psalm 122:6. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love thee. So be faithful to pray for Israel and the Jewish people this week. Until next time, this is Jonathan Burness, along with Ezra Benjamin, saying shalom and God bless you. Six out of 10 Americans today don't currently have a will or trust, and another 30 to 35% are either poorly written or outdated. Because of your financial support to our ministry, we're able to provide you with independent, professional advice to help you develop a will or trust at no cost to you. Go to jvmi.org/trust to learn more.